This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Story here from the from Channel 5. A bizarre situation from a hotel room has one family warning others. This is based out of Overland Park. Trisha Nowak stayed in the Hilton Garden Inn with her daughter and her friend for a volleyball tournament. They're from Vegas originally. On Sunday, February 16th at midnight, so a week ago yesterday, Nowak said she got a call about fentanyl exposure in the hallway of the hotel. It all turned out to be false. Quote, I was woken up from a sound sleep and the person said there was an emergency. Go put a rag under the door and I'll explain what's going on, said Nowak. Nowak said that the man claimed to be working the front desk and gave her a list of things to get up and do. Anytime I questioned him, asking him if this is really happening, like what's going on, he just kept hurrying me. Things quickly escalated when she said the caller told her she needed to get fresh air into the room. Then he instructed me to go to the toilet tank top and break the window, which I did.
She broke the hotel window.
Nowak said it took her a couple of times to break the window, and when she finally did, she said the caller was shocked that she had done that. She then became suspicious, calling the front desk and ultimately the police. I wanted the police to come and make sure that the girls are safe. Overland Park showed up. Police, they did not find any fentanyl. They say it was a prank.
Help, I read this story over the weekend. Help me understand why this isn't, I'm going to lie to you to get me to give you my bank information. This right. isn't, is your refrigerator running?
Better like, go
what
catch it.
Would be the point? This wasn't a kid on the other end of the line. She said it sounded like a grown man.
Yep.
What would be the point of telling someone from out of state, she has no known connections here in Kansas City. Why do this to anyone in a hotel room?
Well, you would have to know that the phone number that you're calling is a hotel room.
Okay.
First and foremost. By the way, she was billed for the broken window.
Oh, no, she was not.
$500.
She did break the window.
She did.
For no legitimate reason.
Well, there was somebody on the other end of the line saying they were at the front desk.
Okay, so her husband, Oliver, looked this up. Never thought I should Google this, but we can. Feeling helpless thousands of miles away, he Googled what had happened to her and found several reported instances around the country where this has happened.
I'm looking at it right now.
She says it's crazy and embarrassing, but at the same time, he was just convincing enough, especially when I'm half asleep. Why would someone do this? And then, my God, she got charged, Scott. She'll never come back to Kansas City again, nor would I.
$500. That's right. Why would somebody do it? If it was a teenager, I could almost semi-understand it. You're bored. You're trying to have a little fun at somebody else's expense. You know, kind of like when we were kids, is your refrigerator running? Well, you better go catch it. But this is a grown man, or so it sounds.
Yes.
So what's in it for him? What's the point? It's the middle of the night, clearly. She says she was sleeping. Why would you prank a number that you know is a hotel room? Were you a former employee?
How do you get the direct line of a specific room?
Okay.
I don't know.
Look up PrankNet. PrankNet is a network of online, quote, terrorists. Now, this is their word. I don't like that word. Who perform crank calls, which cause thousands of dollars worth of damages. The cruel prank phone calls created anxiety and fear for anyone who picked up the phone. PrankNet victims destroy hotel rooms, set off fire alarms, and flood rooms by damaging the sprinkler system.
Founded by a man who went by the name Dex One by One, later identified as a Canadian named Tariq Malik. They were most active between 2009 and 2011.
Now, if this is the same network, by the way, and we don't know that it is, but when you Google this, this is what pops up. This is the same network then that is responsible for getting those two female KFC employees. Remember this a couple years ago? To strip naked. You not remember that?
No,
they were at work and it I don't even remember what the ruse was, but the two workers went back into the, you know, back employee area and did as they were told.
Great question on the text line. How did the caller know that the bathroom had a window? Most hotel bathrooms do not.
I don't know how to ask this question without victim blaming, and this is not the intent of my question. Are we unaware how fentanyl works?
I think most people are.
I think though,
it's
Sam,
not a gas.
If you are a chaperone of a bunch of young girls and there's this frantic phone call that comes in at midnight and you're asleep and they're like, we need you to get up right now and do this. Most people are going to get up and do what you're told. You know, he first told her, cover the door underneath the door. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've got to be honest. If I'm asleep in a hotel room and the phone rings in the middle of the night, I am picking the phone up and putting it back on the receiver.
Why?
Because they're not trying to call me. And if there's a fire, the fire alarm's
going to go off. Wouldn't you think it was somebody from your family who was trying to get in touch with you because there's clearly bad news? I get you're going to say they would call my cell.
I was just about to say my cell phone's plugged in on the nightstand.
Hmm.
And my family knows if it's an emergency, call twice.
But no, to answer your original question, I don't think most Americans know anything about fentanyl other than it's very deadly.
I mean, if somebody said to me there's a fentanyl exposure in the hallway, I would have laughed and said that doesn't even make any sense. But again, we've done a lot of stories on fentanyl, so I'm well aware of how it works.
But I think what most Americans know, two things about fentanyl. It's very deadly, to Dana's point, and you can get it
secondary exposure just
by touching it.
Yeah.
That's what I think Americans know. But how did they know that the bathroom had a window?
Well, they might have said to her, is there a bathroom in the window? And she goes, yeah. Okay, we're going to need you to go in and break that window. Now, at that point, would most people go, all right, wait a minute. Why am I breaking a window?
Because there's a fentanyl exposure in the hallway. And if the caller said, I need you to break the window in the bathroom, that would add some credibility to the fact that he's calling from the front desk. How would he have known that there's a window in the bathroom? He must be calling from the front desk.
Yeah.
I'm with Sam. I would hang up the hotel phone. Or they say I disconnect the hotel room phone when I get to the room. Okay. Suit yourself.
I don't know. It stinks that they charged her for it, but again, she
$500.
What are you going to say? I didn't mean to break the window.
Does the hotel not have insurance for something like that?
Well, yeah, but they have insurance for anything else you might break.
Mischief.
But you don't want to make a claim on your insurance when you can get the tenant to pay for it. Because every time you make a claim on your insurance, your insurance rates go up.
And she's worried for her daughter and her daughter's teammates, and I can understand the frantic nature behind it, but I don't know how it gets to this point.
Somebody says, how about just open the window? Most hotel windows just open.
Do they?
It's been a long time since I've been in a hotel with a window.
I've been in hotels that had like the little sliver of window that opens. Like here, you get 4 inches of fresh air.
Yeah,
right.
Because they don't want you going out on the balcony for any, you know, they don't want you. Yes, correct. They don't want you doing that. When we get back, I don't know if we're going to make this a topic or not, but Clint Hill If you are my age or older, that name is going to sound familiar. And when I tell you who he is, you will know exactly who he is. Clint Hill, the Secret Service agent who jumped on the back of JFK's limousine in Dallas on that horrible day in 1963, has died at the age of 93.
Didn't he live here in town?
Does he have some Kansas City connection? I want to say that he did. I know there are other Secret Service agents over the years that did. I don't know that he did. We'll look that up during a break.
Okay.
But Clint Hill has died at the age of 93 and spoke during his life about the deep regret, Scott, he had, the deep guilt he had as a Secret Service agent for not taking the fatal shot instead of the president, telling 60 Minutes once, quote, "I will live with that to my grave."
He died in California 3 days ago.
Oh, man.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.